Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Faith, courage, and a just cause. With faith, true courage, and a true just cause. I and I, Rastafari. Yes, I, because the head, the Ras, has said so. David, I and I. The corporate body of David will still beat Goliath, even here, 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 into 2022. Yes, I, the Gregorian New Year. Well, be safe, brothers and sisters and others. Be safe, be healthy, be wise. Give ear, hear, 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 hear. Concerning the teaching of His Majesty. So here we are at this 14th sabbatical study right here, here for the first day. Going to call this the Rastafari, the first day, you know, the first day service, you know, so we can really see the true time, because the enemy has sought to change times and laws. So His Majesty says that a bad habit, how's it go again, Kormawi? Yes, I. A bad habit, you know, once formed, becomes like an incurable second nature. The only thing to do about a bad habit, I'm paraphrasing here, but the essence is true. The only thing to do about bad habits is replace it with a good habit. So hopefully this can be a good habit coming here into this new year. The first day service, a.k.a. also known as Sunday service. So we recognize the true order, right, of the week, so to speak, and make it sabbatically strong right here, here, here. So now we have Psalm 28. I'm still in the vibes of Psalm 28 for the Shabbat, right, for the seven. And here we are at the first day. And what is said, according to the liturgy of His Divine Majesty on the first day, we like to share this right here and also give due accreditation where it is from, where it is found, where one can find it for themselves in the Kedase. In the Kedase book, Kedase is like the liturgy book. You know, like the 14 anaphoras or the 14, we can say liturgies. Yes, I. So here, this is what it said on Ehud. Ehud from the Ethiopic Ahad, as we have Ahadu, right, in the Royal Amharic, and from the Ge'ez, we say Ehad in the Hebrew, the first, the one. So the first day service right here, what is said? First words on the first day.
Sos enya be'elete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidk enya sara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wada ekaziavi herram lukota yegeba. Commitmentana yilayena yohona fetzweibel. Sidken yasara. Sendatin yakabram so hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekazi Abher Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, Senvet Salam, and here, Melkam Ehud. Beautifully good Ehud, first day, Yom HaRishon Tov, Yom, the day, HaRishon, the first, come from Rosh, the head day is the first day, Tov, a good first day right here, and here, this is the first podcast here, first podcast that we have here for the Gentile New Year, right here, corresponding with this Torah reading and feeding. So let's rise up the chant and continue to Aliyot. Also like to share the Midrash, the full of the Midrash, the study on Psalm 28 and how its content corresponds even to the Torah reading and feeding. And we let off on the fourth Aliyah, right, for the After the Shabbat podcast, the first podcast, you know, the After the Shabbat podcast. And here, for the first day service, the Sunday service, we're picking up going to pick up with the 5th, 6th, and the 7th Aliyot, plus the prophet's reading from Ezekiel and the New Covenant reading from Romans. But in the Torah reading, there is a reflection both in today's or yesterday, the Sabbath, daily psalm, Psalm 28. So here, 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 beginning is the word, word.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Here, 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 we have the psalm, the evening psalm, for the first day. Remember, evening, another point of order, evening goes before the day. So the day is coming up when the sun comes up, the evening time here, we're in the evening time. Yes, I, the evening psalm right here, the psalm for the first day. We have Psalm 24 right here, here, here.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
And heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his equally. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gate.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie. Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Say,
Emperor
Haile
Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Yes,
shall come in.
The King of Glory.
And now we ask again.
The King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? Jah, Rastafari, Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself light of the world.
Justice, now read it!
Keeping it hard to go right here, here, here. Interesting, we had let off on the fourth aliyah. And the fourth aliyah right here, here, here. A couple of points before we move forward, but this is all part of the build and the study here, 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 climbing Jacob's ladder. So we left off right around the frogs. We're in the frog section right here, here, here. And it's interesting because between the Hebrew, the text, the chapter 8 begins at the fifth verse in the English, the KJV, chapter 8. So in chapter 8, Exodus chapter 8, you get to verse 5. And then when you go look at the Hebrew manuscripts, that's the numbering right there, beginning chapter 8. So it kind of like kind of throws off a little bit of the reading of the verse, just making a due note, a notation. But it's in this section right here that we have the link between the frogs, right, both in the Torah reading and feeding, one of the signs right there, Moshe Aharon, and also in Psalm 28, the very same sections over here, 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 with Exodus chapter 7, verse 28. Verse 28 and Exodus chapter 8, round by like verse 7 and verse 9, the key verses right there, there, there. So we're going to share a little bit right here. It's a little less than about 20-something minutes, but I think you'll find it very interesting. Hopefully, ones will be able to make certain connections that will bless and anoint, right, their understanding, understanding, and overstanding. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, 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 first a kind of read-through basic. Basic right here. This not the fly.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 28.
Mizmor Kafet le David. Elecha Adonai Ekra, Ekra, Ekra.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them, and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever.
Mizmor Kafet le David. Elecha Adonai Ekra. Suri al teherash min menni, ben teheshe min menni, venim shalti im yordevor. Shema kol tahanunai, beshabvi elecha, benos iadai el devir kotshecha. Al tim shecheni im reshaim, veim poale aven, dovre shalom im rehem, veraa bilvavam. תן להם כפעולם וכרוע מעלליהם, כמעשה ידיהם תן להם, השב גמולם להם. כי לא יבינו אל פעולות אדוני ואל מעשה ידיו, יהרסם ולא יבנם. ברוך אדוני כי שמע כל תחנוני, אדוני עוזי ומגיני, בוא בטח ליבי ונעזרתי ויעלוז ליבי ומשירי אחודנו. אדוני עוז למו ומעוז ישועות משיחוהו. הושיע את עמך וברך את נחלתך ורעם ונשאם עד העולם.
Psalm 28 corresponds to the seventh day for the previous just now Shabbat here at the first day service, a.k.a. Sunday service. But because of the content here, I'd like to share the full before riding up with the fifth, sixth, and seventh Aliyot here for the first day Sunday service right here.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Yeah, 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 Shema Yisrael. Yeah, 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 Mizmor Kaf Chet. Psalm 28, Psalm XXVIII, Le David of David. Yeah, 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 we have a prayer and thanksgiving still. Another Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation produced in one of the episodes of A Stormy Life, A Stormy Liberty. Some commentators refer to it as the time, the Iowa, as I and I say, the Iowa of Absalom's rebellion. That forms a suitable setting for the first half of today's Mizmor, Mizmor Kaf Chet, Mizmor Kaf Chet. The remainder would then have been added, some say, when the crisis was over. Mizmor Kaf Chet, Mizmor Kaf Chet, Le David. Eleka Yahuwah Ekra Suri Ala Te Cherash Mimeni Penna Te Cheshe
Mimen. Where Nima Shalti Aim Your Day Gor. To the eye of Jehovah do I call Eleka Yahoa Ekra My Rock Sori My Rock Be not thou the eye deaf to me Alate Kharasha Mimeni Lest if thou the eye be silent to me to I Penate Kheshe Mimeni I become like them that go down into the pit. Where Nim Shalti Aim Your Day Bor. A Psalm of David, of David, to the eye, O Jehovah, do I call. Elekai Yehovah Ekra. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24. Yahuwah Jehovah is my portion, saith Nafshi, saith my psyche, my soul, saith she. The people of Israel say, we, I and I, have no portion except in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Holy One, blessed be He, to whom we say, Yahuwah Jehovah is my portion. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, I have no portion except Amo Yisrael, except the people of Yisrael. As Moshe, as Moses said in Deuteronomy 32:9, the portion of Yahuwah of Jehovah is Amo, is his people. Accordingly, when the people of Yisrael, of Yasharel, Amo Yisrael, call to Elohim, the true good, the true God, he hears them. As is said even here, Mizmor Kaf Chet. Elekai Yahuwah Ekra, Suri Alatech Rash Mimeni, Penatech Hashem Mimeni, Winim Shaltiya in your day bor. To the eye of Jehovah do I call, my rock, Suri, be not thou the eye deaf to me, Alatech Rash Mimeni. Another comment on the opening words. Eleka Yahuwa Ekra, to the eye. Eleka Yahuwa Jehovah, do I call. Ekra, Ekra. Draw I not away with the wicked. Draw I not away with the ratchet. Ala tima shekheni ya'im risha'im. These words here are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse from Yeshayah, Isaiah 26 and 13. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah Ina Elohim. Other lords beside the eye wished to have dominion over us, over I and I. Yahuwah Eloheinu. Other lords beside thee wished to have dominion over we. Be alunu, alunu, be alunu, be alunu. What is the literal meaning of be alunu? Crushed as with a pestle, as in, quote, crush a fool in a mortar with a pestle. Be elu, be illi, be illi, be illi among growths, according to Proverbs 27:22. But Rav Yehuda, Judah, taught in the name of Rav Simai, the alunu is derived from Baal, 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 husband, Baal, 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 husband. Thus, like a husband, a Baal, who draws ishto, his wife, to sexual union, so would they draw us, draw I and I, draw we to union with their idols. The end of the verse in Isaiah 26 and 13, even without thee, we make mention of thy name alone. Even without thee, I and I make mention of thy name alone, all one.
This means that the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, said, even at a time when thou didst not confer thy name upon us and didst not perform miracles for us, we hallowed, we set apart Shemekah, the I name, the I male name. Thus, like this, when the wicked, the ratchet, Nebuchadnezzar ordered I and I to worship his idols and to bow before his image, we, I and I, were willing to die rather than disavow the I. And the proof? The verse from Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, that reads, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, if Eloheinu, our I and I Elohim, whom we, I and I, serve, is able to deliver we from the burning fiery furnace. But if not, be it known to thee, the I, that we, that I and I, will not serve thy gods, thy Elohim. Since they called him king, Melech, even the goose, since they called him Melech, king, why also Nebuchadnezzar? And if they called him Nebuchadnezzar, why also Melech? Why also king? This, however, is what they meant by calling him both. As regards the levies, the polls, and the income taxes that thou commandest us, I and I, to pay, we shall call thee Melech, we shall call thee king. But as regards the gods, the Elohim, that thou commandest us to serve, thou and a dog are alike to us. Thus they said, we, I and I, will not serve thy gods, thy Elohim. Whereupon Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury. As is said in Daniel chapter 3, verse 19, then was Nebuchadnezzar filled with fury. Rav Yohanan said, at once Nebuchadnezzar commanded that if the furnace had been heated with one bundle of firewood, it should now be heated with seven bundles. The rabbis said, at once Nebuchadnezzar commanded that if the furnace had been heated with seven bundles, it should now be heated with 49 bundles. Seven times seven. As is said, he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont, it was used to be heated. Thereupon, to hallow, to set apart the name of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, threw themselves into the fiery furnace. From what verse did Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah infer that they were to throw away their lives for the hallowing, for the setting apart of Hashem, of the name? They drew the inference from the verse concerning the frogs in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemp. What is written of the frogs? According to Exodus chapter 7, verse 28, the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly that shall go up and come into thine ovens and into thy dough. Now, when is dough placed near an oven? When the oven is heated, when the oven is hot. Accordingly, this verse proves that frogs came and threw themselves into ovens in order to hallow, to set apart Hashem, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reward the frogs? All other frogs in Mitzrayim and Egypt died. As is said in Exodus chapter 8, verse 9, the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courts, and out of the fields. But the frogs that went into the ovens to fulfill the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not die, because they were willing to be burnt. And so the frogs sprang up alive out of the ovens and went back into the river For it is said in Exodus chapter 8 verse 7, they alone shall remain in the river. Theudas of Rome. Theudas of Rome taught that the inference of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, was this. Since frogs that do not have the merit of their fathers, their patriarchs, were saved because they offered them their lives, for the hallowing, the setting apart of Hashem, the name. How much more are we, how much more are I and I obliged to offer our lives, our liberty for the hallowing, the setting apart of Hashem, of the name? We, the children, the B'nai Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, we, the children of the Hebrew Trinity of patriarchs of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who have been given the precept of hallowing, setting apart Hashem, the name, and whom Elohim, the true good, the true God, will reward in full. Palton of Rome. Palton of Rome taught Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah drew the inference from the verse in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, that says, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, but if from thence, from there, thou wilt seek Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, Yah Elohim, true good, true God, source, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. The Rebbeinah, the rabbis taught, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, drew the inference from the verse in Yirmiyahu, in Ermes, in Jeremiah, that says, according to Jeremiah 29 and 13, and ye and y'all shall seek me, seek I, and find me, and find I, when ye, when y'all shall search for me, search for I with all your heart. In another Targum interpretation, the verse is read in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 26 and 13. But by the eye alone do we make mention of Shemeka, of the I Shem, the I male name. What is meant by the words, by thee alone? They mean, quote, in thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception. That is, we bless the eye and mention Shemeka, the I name, to the eye alone, all one, and not to any other Elohim, not to any other God. Lidawi, Elekai Yehua Ekra, Ori Alatech Rash Mimeni, Penatech Shem Mimeni, Wenim Shaltia, Im Yorde Vora. Shema'a kolata chinunaya Be'shawiti Be'shawai Be'shawiyalika Be'nasiya yadaya illa Divira kadashaka Ala tima shekhei ni'ima rishayima Wa'ima po'ilayahin Dovre shalom ha'ima re'ayhem We'ra'a Dila vavam Wira'a Dila vavam. To the eye, O Jehovah, do I call, my rock, Sori, be not thou the eye deaf to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down to the pit, to the war, the vortex. Hear Shema'a kola tachinunai, hear the voice of my supplication. Bit shawai eleka, when I cry, when I shout, bit shawai eleka, when I shout, cry out, shout out to the high, when I lift up my hands. Towards thy holy, thy isla sanctuary, illa devira kadisheka, draw I not away with the wicked, with the ratchet, alatima shekheini, aim rishaim, and with the workers of iniquity, waim po'le avena, who speak peace, who speak shalom with their neighbors. Dovrei shalom aim ra'ayhem, but evil but ra'ah, with ra'ah, bilavavam. Bilababam, but evil is in their hearts. Shlomo, Solomon said in Proverbs 16 and 19, better it is to be of a lowly spirit with the humble than to divide the spoil with the proud. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, who takes his portion with the humble. Woe to him who takes his portion with the wicked, with the ratchet, the Rishayim. For the Rishayim, for the ratchet, the wicked, take what is theirs and then go out of the world. As it is said in Psalm 37, verse 10 to verse 11, and yet a little while, and the wicked and the ratchet shall not be, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace, in the abundance of shalom. Thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, the wicked, the Rishayim, the ratchet, have but a single hour. They eat what is theirs in this world. Then they pass away and go down into Gehenna. They, their retainers, and anyone who had anything to do with them. Of the like of them, Scripture says in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 49 and 10. But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed, his race is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Hence, here, David said, I shall not eat of their meal, so that I shall not go down into the pit, into the vortex with them. As it is said, even here in today's daily song, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Edek, Le Dawid, Elekai Yehua, Ekra, Zori, Alatech Rashimeni, Penatech Shemimeni, Wenim Shalti, Aim Yorday War. A psalm of David, the Dawid of David, to the Isle of Jehovah do I call. Elekai Yehovah, Hekra, my rock, sorry. Be not thou the eye death to me. Aletech Rashmeni, lest if thou be silent to me. Penetech Shemimeni, I become like them that go down into the pit. Where Nim Shalti in your day for draw me not away with the ratchet, with the wicked, and with the walkers, the workers of iniquity, who speak shalom with their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Alatima Shekheini Aima Rishaima Waima Po'le Aven Dovre Shalom Aima Re'ehem Wi'ra'a Bilavavam Rav Abba Bar Zer'era said, even in the shortcomings of the tribes, you discover their worth. For it is said of them in Genesis 37 and 4, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. That is, what was in their hearts was also in their mouths. Of others, however, as of Absalom, it is said, Absalom spoke to Amnon neither good nor bad in 2 Samuel 13:22. That is, what was in Absalom's heart was not in his mouth. Ki lo yavin illa pi'ulot Yahuwa v'illa ma'aseh yadayu yehirsim v'lo yivneh. Because they give no heed to the works of Jehovah. Ki lo yavin illa pi'ulot Yahuwa, nor to the operation of his hand. He will break them down and not build them up. Yehersi with law yibne. because they regard not the works of Jehovah, nor the operation of his hand. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 28, verse 5. According to Hezekiah, works of Jehovah, works of Jehovah, works of Jehovah alludes to calculations of the courses of the stars. According to Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, it alludes to homiletical interpretations of the scripture. According to the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, it alludes to the Shema that is preceded by the prayer beginning, quote, who formest light, end quote, and concluding, quote, blessed art thou, O Jehovah, creator of the luminaries. Operation, operation of his hand. Ma'isei yadayo, ma'isei yadayo, operation of his hands. This alludes to the new moons, chodashim, of that it is said in Genesis Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 16, Elohim made the lesser light to rule the night. And of that it is also written in Psalm 104 and 19, he operates the moon for seasons. The words, they regard not. The words, they regard not. They give no heed. They give no heed. Ki lo yavin. Ki lo yavin. They regard not. This alludes to unbelievers, unbelievers who calculate neither the new moons nor the courses of the stars. He will break them down and not build them up. Yehersei v'lo yivnei. Yehersei v'lo yivnei. He will break them down and not build them up. That is to say, he will break them down in this world and not build them up in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Yahweh Uzi Ua Magini Bo Batach Libi Weh Ne'ezarti Waya Eloza Libi Ua Mishiri Ehodenu. Jehovah is my strength, my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Yahweh Uzi U Magini Bo Batach Libi Ne'ezarti. Rav Simeon told a mashab, a misale, a parable of a melech, of a king, a negus, who had a single pearl, who had a single pearl, a single pearl. When his son came and said to him, quote, give it to me. Hamelech, the king, the negus, answered, it is not thine. But when the son wearied him with begging, Hamelech, the king, the negus, gave it to his son. Just so, Yisrael, Israel, Yasharel, singing a song at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etara Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, according to Exodus 15 and 2, may strength be mine, Yahuwah Shah, the song, Jehovah's the song, entreated him to give them HaTorah, to give them the instructions, the directions, the teaching of his majesty. Thereupon Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to them, quote, it is not yours. It belongs to those above. But when they wearied him with begging, he gave it to them, as is said in Psalm 29 and 7. Yahweh Jehovah gave strength to Amo, to his people. According to Rav Yohanan, Yisrael, Yasharel, Israel, then said, let us make I and I repay Elohim, the true good, the true God, with the songs of praise, with the songs of Isis, that he gave us, that he gave we, that he gave I and I. As scripture says, therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Will I Isis? Will I Isis him? Why ya laws leave thee? O Mashiach, Ehodenu. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth. Why ya laws leave thee? And with my song, O Mashiach, will I praise Isis him? Ehodenu. Ehoden, why your laws lead thee? O Mishiri, Ehodenu.
Them my God, them my God, them my God, them, interesting in Amharic, them, to say them is blood in Amharic. In the Hebrew, the Hebraic enunciation is dam, so we have dam, them, like Adam, Aleph, dam, one interpretation, Aleph, first letter, Aleph, dam, first blood in that sense. But them my God, Safa, that was that Sizzler Kalundi, that dub right there, Demago Safa right there, for the Midrash, the outro, that was 90s dubs, Hall of Fame right there, give thanks, we're going to do better due diligence, hopefully in this new year, you know, we use certain ones and ones works, we try to heal up ones and ones, give thanks right there, some 90s Hall of Fame classic dub mix for the Midrash. And in the Midrash, I'll be picked up on the section right there concerning Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Yeah, that was their Babylonian name. So even they had, say, two or more names. But here, Aliyah, you know, there's a station identification. Well, Aliyah identification or notice right here, since we left off with the fourth Aliyah. And here we're going to pick up with the fifth Aliyah. But because of the differences in the KJV, the King James translation, the verse numbering, if ones and ones are doing their studies for themselves, one might come across this incongruity, you know, this misalignment here. So here, just before we write up the fifth.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat strong.
Here we have some notes on this fifth Aliyah and the numbering from the King James Version to the Hebrew and vice versa, yes?
Here, Shema Yisrael, Shemuli, here. Here's some updates right here. Here at the second reading from the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, from the Sefer Shemot, Yetziat Mitzrayim. Here in the book of Exodus, here at the second reading, in the second book, in Exodus, and we come to the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering, right? What we call the fifth day's manna in that Shabuah, and on the Sabbath day with the seventh Aliyot, seventh reading, seventh up offering, word, sound, power. Here we come to the fifth Aliyah, here to the Chamishi, at the Chamishi. So at the Chamishi, usually it's numbered from the Masoretic or the Hebrew text. So coming across some of the Torah readings and feedings, often the numbering is according to the Hebrew, because the main offering, the main reading, right, is the Hebrew, the Yehudit, right? We say the Masoretic, the Hebrew, the scriptures right there. So the numbering from the English, right, the latter day, the English translations, and in some of the older, the manuscripts, right, the Masoretic and other Hebrew manuscripts, numbering is different. The older other scripts, too. We also find differences in numbering sometime in the Royal Amharic and the Gittes as well, right? The numbering of, say, the Psalms, numbering of verses. So when we come across a dissimilarity, you know, it's not the same. Like, generally speaking, most of the Hebrew numberings and the English translation numberings are the same, except right here, here, here. Here we come to the Chamishi. At the Chamishi, right, picking up with Exodus chapter 8, right, on some of the charts in the list, it will say from like verse, I think like verse like 7, like 7 to 7 to 19. I think it says like 7 to 19, right, 7 to 19 for the fifth Aliyah. Now, if you look into Shemot, Exodus, the English Exodus, and you get to that particular verse, and then you try to say, well, let me go study the Hebrew side by side, right? You'll find that the two verses don't line up. So here's to keep, like, the alignment in the Hebrew and the English, right, readings, right, of the Aliyot, of the up offering, the readings and feedings, sabbatical studies, the manna, the angel's bread. So usually it's numbered from like verse, I think, verse 7, right, the fourth Aliyah, right, the Rabbi, fourth Aliyah, it ends, right, at verse 6, right, and the fifth Aliyah will begin at verse 7. But in the KJV, the King James, here we're looking at the Scofield Study Bible, Exodus chapter 8, we get to verse 7, it speaks of, and the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Significant verse right there, pointing out that the Egyptians, that the Mitzrayim, the Mitzri, their magicians, wise men, so forth and so on, wise men and magicians, as they're called right here in the translations, they did so with their enchantment. So what we have is Moshe and Aharon doing what they commanded to do, and then the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, almost to commit to you in the competition. So we have Moshe with Aharon going forward and making that demonstration, manifestation. And then the magicians, the wise men of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, saying, well, they could do the same thing. So it's almost like I'm punching you, and then you're going to start punching yourself, in other words. It's an interesting verse right there. Just note it right there. But that's not the beginning of the fifth of the Chamishi Aliyah, right, according to the Hebrew. So those verses will not line up right there, as elsewhere. So here in the proper alignment of the fifth Aliyah, reading like from the KJV, the King James Version, have to pick up with verse 11, right? It's actually in verse 11 that here in the Hebrew, the fifth, the Chamishi Aliyah, Wisaru, Ha Zifar Da'im, Mimka, Ua Mi Bateka, Ua Me Evadeka, Ua Me Ameka, Raka, Bayaora, Tia Sharena. So that's the verse right there that really translates as, and the frogs. But here in the Hebrew, it's the seventh verse. So looking at the Chumash here in my hand, I have the Chumash, the Hebrew on one side, one column, the English column says, and the frogs shall depart from thee for the Chamishi, for the fifth aliyah. Wisaru, ha-tefardaim, mi-mekah. Wisaru, and they departing, ha-tefardaim. The Sephardim is frogs, ha-tefardaim, and the frogs, ha-tefardaim, mi-mekah, from the eye male. So here, this verse here in the English is actually the 11th verse in Exodus chapter 8. So Exodus chapter 8 at verse 11, and the frog shall depart from thee and from thy houses and from thy servants and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only. They shall remain in the river only. The Hebrew full of full. Wisaru ha-tzefardeim amimka u-amibateka u-ame-evadeka u-ame-amekaraka bayaora ti-esharena. So that's the full of full right there. So the beginning of the Chamishi, the fifth aliyah, reading from the English, in the English, it will begin at verse 11 in the English. Exodus chapter 8, verse 11. Corresponds with the Hebrew, right, the Shemot, or the Hebrew, Sefer Shemot, Hebrew, Exodus chapter 8 at verse 7. So usually you might see the charts, usually it's aligned according to the Hebrew and the Masoretic, and usually they line up with the King James Version, except in certain areas of HaTorah and the sabbatical studies and the Torah, the portions, the reading, the manna, the angel's bread might not line up. And this is one of those areas right here in the second reading, right, in the second book of Moshe, here at the fifth aliyah. The fifth aliyah from the English is Exodus chapter 8 at verse 11. Now, normally it would say Exodus chapter 8 verse 7, to verse 19, Chavarim, is that 19? Let's go right here to Exodus chapter 8, verse 19. Now in the English, verse 19, KJV, Exodus chapter 8, verse 19, it says, then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of Elohim, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not to them, as Yahweh had said. But that's not the proper verse right there. That's not the proper reading right there. Right? That's still within, properly speaking, that'll be the 15th verse, according to the Hebrew. So the proper fifth verse from the English is the fifth aliyah, begins at verse 11, Exodus chapter 8, verse 11, to Exodus chapter 8, verse 22, ends there, and the sheshi aliyah begins at the 23rd verse, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Just pointing out right there the alignment from the KJV to the Hebrew, right? The KJV to the Hebrew, the alignment here. There's a few other areas that come up that we've noted before, and we'll seek to just give a reminder, note again, for the Chaburim and studying from the English to KJV, many ones studying the interlineal or having the Chumash or other, you know, references and growing in grace, you might find that this, you will find that it's off if you don't make these adjustments. So the adjustment here for the fifth aliyah, English, in the King James Version, Exodus chapter 8, verse 11 to verse 22, 11 to verse 22. In the Hebrew, it is Exodus chapter 8, verse 7 to verse 18, with the sixth, the Sheshi Aliyah, beginning at verse 19, with Samti, Fidut, Bain Ami U Bain Amika Le Mahar Yihye Ha Ot Hazeh. The verse that reads, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. With Samtia Feduta Bain Ami Ubain Amika. By tomorrow, le mahar, shall this sign be. Le mahar yihye haot hazeh. Le mahar yihye haot hazeh. So this is the verse right here for the sheishi. Once again, fifth aliyah. English, KJV-wise, translation-wise, chapter 8, verse 11 to verse 22, with the sixth aliyah beginning at verse 23, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be.
And on that word, right there.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
I'll put division.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
I'll put a division between my people and thy people.
Sabbatical
so, yeah.
study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here with the fifth aliyah right here, still in the baraka, still in the blessing. So just need to say, Here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And let's just say this word right here. We begin off with the seventh verse. You know, later on we saw it, and this is why we share in the correction, the update. So here begins the seventh verse straight through. Here. Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. That's the Father.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Chamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Wa Era, Sabbath, and I appeared here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called in English Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the book of the name, second book of Moshe, Exodus chapter 8, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat Wa Era, Sabbath Wa Era. With Saru Hatfardima Mimeka, U Miyabateka, U Me Evadeka, U Me Ameka, Rakaba Yoratia Sharna, 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 Sharna. And the frog shall depart from thee, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only they shall remain in the river. With Saru Hatifardaima Mimeka, and the frogs Hatifardaim shall depart from thee, the eye. With Saru Hatifardaim Mimeka, O mi abateka, and from the eye houses, the eye bait, the eye houses. O mi abateka, O me evadeka, and from thy servants. O me evadeka, and from thy people. O me ameka, they shall remain only. They shall remain in the river only. Rak Bayor Tia Sha'arna, Rak Vayor Tisharna. Only they shall remain in the river. They shall remain in the river. Only.
The contest with Paro, Pharaoh, the third miracle, the second judgment, verse 6. And Aharon stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the forks came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moshe, where Aharon and Aaron, and said, entreat Yahweh that he may take away the frogs from me, and from me, my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moshe said to Pharaoh, glory over me, glory over I. When shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for Amika, thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and from thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like to Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our, I and I, Elohim. And the frog shall depart from thee, I, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from Amikah, thy people. They shall remain in the river only. The fourth miracle, verse 12. And Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron, went out from Pharaoh. And Moshe cried, shouted out to Yahuwah because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And Yahuwah did according to the word of Moshe. And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps. And the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not to them as Yahuwah has said. The contest with Pharaoh, the fifth miracle, the third judgment, verse 16. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, say to Aharon, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim. And they did so, for Aharon stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beasts. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast 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 and upon beast. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, then the magicians said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of Elohim, Etzaba Elohim, he. This is the finger of Elohim. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And he hearkened Shema'ad not to them, as Yahuwah had said. The contest with Paro, the fifth demand, verse 20. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, rise up early, Bebokar, in the morning, and stand lifnei Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say to him, thus like this saith Yahweh, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. Else, if thou wilt not let me, my people, go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, I, and upon thy servants, and upon Mekah, thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Hushen, Goshen, in which are me, my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that Ani Hoa in the midst of the earth.
Yes, yes, yes. An interesting point I didn't bring out right there in the reading. Yes, I began from verse 7. Then later on, you know, checking that out, we're going to make that, you know, right and accurate. That's why we shared that audio. But in the audio, where it says there's the finger of God, you know, the finger of Elohim, it's interesting that it's not just the finger of God, but the Hebrew comes out that she is the finger of God. To bring out that sense right there in the Hebrew, Moshe Raharon. Let's ride up right here.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges to Moses, go down there to freedom.
She is the finger of Elohim. Interesting. Yes, sir.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear. Here for the Sheishi Aliyah. Here for the Sheishi Aliyah. Here for the reading, six up offering. Here for this Shabbat Waera. Sabbath Waera. Sabbath and I appeared. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, here Exodus chapter 8, here at verse 19. For the Sheishi Aliyah. With Samatia. Fiduta bein ami uvein ameka le mahara yihye haot hazeh. And I will put a division between my people and the I people by tomorrow. Shall this sign be with Samati Siduta Ben Ami U Ben Ameka Le Mahara Yihye Haota Haze? And I will put a division with Samti Sidut between my people and the I people, ben ami uven ameka, by tomorrow, le mahar Machar Yihyeh, by tomorrow shall this sign, Ha'ot Hazeh, shall this sign be. Le Machar Yihyeh Ha'ot Hazeh. We samti yafiduta bein ami uvein ameka. Le Machar Yihyeh Ha'ot Hazeh. And I will put a division between Ami and Amika, between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. The contest of Paro, the sixth miracle, the fourth judgment, and Yahweh did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the bait of Pharaoh, the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. The contest of Pharaoh, the first compromise refused. Verse 25. And Paro called for Moshe and for Aharon, then said, go ye, sacrifice to Elohekem, sacrifice to your God, your nature, your God, in the land. And Moshe said, it is not meet, it is not right, it is not proper. Moses said, it is not meet to do so, for we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians. Sleeka. And Moses said, it is not meet. Let's go over this again. The contest of Paro, the first compromise refused, verse 25. And Paro called for Moshe and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to Elohekem in the land. And Moshe said, it is not meet, it's not right so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, Yahweh Elohim, lo. Shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes? And will they not stone us? Will they not stone I and I? We, I and I, will go 3 days' journey into the Midbar, the wilderness, and sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our Elohim, as he commanded us, I and I. The contest of Pharaoh, the second compromise, refused. Verse 28. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that ye all may sacrifice to Yahuwah Elohekem, to he who be, who he be, your Elohim, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Only ye y'all shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. And Moses said, behold, I go out from thee, the I, and I will entreat Yahweh, he who be, who he be, that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh, Pharaoh, deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people Ha'am go to sacrifice to Yahweh, to he who be, who he be. The seventh miracle, verse 30. And Moshe went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moshe, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and from his servant and from Amor, his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let Ha'am, the people, go. second book of Moshe called Exodus, Exodus chapter 9. The contest with Pharaoh, Paro, the sixth demand, the eighth miracle, the fifth judgment. Then Yahweh said to Moshe, go in to Pharaoh, and tell him thus, like this saith Yahweh Elohei HaEbri, thus saith he who he be, the Elohim of the Hebrews, let me go, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. For if thou refuse to let them go, and will hold them still, nay, behold, the hand of Yahweh, of he who be, who he be, the Yad of Yahweh is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain, and Yahweh shall sever between the cattle of Yisrael and the cattle of Mitzrayim of Egypt, and there shall nothing, no thing die of all, that is, the children of Israel, the children, the sons of Israel. And Yahweh appointed a set time, Lemor, saying, tomorrow Yahweh shall do this thing in the land. And Yahweh did that thing, on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and nay, behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let Ha'am, the people, go. The contest with Pharaoh, Paro, the ninth miracle, the sixth judgment, verse 8. And Yahweh, and Yahweh, he who be, who he be, said to Moshe and to Aharon, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moshe sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood lifnei paro before Pharaoh. And Moshe sprinkled it up towards Shemaim, the heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand lifnei Moshe, before Moses, because of the boils. For the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened Shema'ad not to them, as Yahweh had spoken to Moshe. The contest with Pharaoh, the seventh demand, verse 13. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, rise up early, Bebokar, in the morning, and stand lifnei Paro, and say to him thus, like this saith Yahweh Elohei HaEbri, thus saith he who be, we be, the Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people, Ami, go.
Shalach,
that they may serve me, that they may serve I. For I will at this time, at this hour, send all my plagues upon thine heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, Amika, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out Yadi, my hand, Ijay, that I may smite thee, I and Amika, thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to shew in thee I my power, and that my name Shemi may be declared throughout all the earth.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema'a, Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Shavi'i, hear for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up, the seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appear. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 9. Here at verse 17, for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh offering up, going up offering, seventh reading for Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appeared. O deka misa tolela be ami le bilti shalacham. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go? O deka Misa tolela be'ami le'bilti shalcham. As yet exaltest thou the I thyself against my people? Odeka misa tolela be'ami, that thou the I will not let them go? Le'bilti shalcham. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Gibbet, and Kemet, since the day it was founded, even until now. Hini mamatira Ka eita mahara barada
kaveda meoda asher lo haya kamohu be mitraim le mina hayoma hiya wasada we ada ata. Behold, hini, behold, tomorrow, about this time, about this Iowa, hini, mamatira kaeta machara, 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 machara. As yet exalted thou thyself, the I self. As yet exalted thou the I self against me, my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Nay. Behold, look, see, hear this. Hear this. Tomorrow, about this time, this Iowa, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feareth, that respecteth, that reverence, he that respecteth the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah among the servants of Paro, Pharaoh, made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And he that regardeth, that respecteth not the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, left his servants and his cattle in the field. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the tenth miracle, the seventh judgment. Verse 22. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moshe stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Yahuwah sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground. And Yahuwah rained hail upon the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. So there was hail and fire, ash, mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Hushen, Goshen, where the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Paro, Pharaoh, sent and called for Moshe with Aharon and said to them, I have acted up, I have sinned this time, this Iowa. I have sinned. Yahweh Tzadik, Tzadik Yahweh. He who be who he be is righteous, is just. And I and me are wicked, are ratchet. Entreat Yahuwah, for it is enough, it is enough, it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye all shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad mine hands to Yahuwah, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Yahweh, Yahweh is he who be, who he be, his divine majesties. But as for thee, the I and thy servants, I know that ye, y'all, will not yet fear, respect, reverence Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Elohim. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear for the Maftir, reading here for this Shabbat, Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appeared here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, book of the names, Exodus chapter 9. Here at verse 33, for the maftir for this Shabbat Wa'era. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro et ha'era, vayayifarosa kapayo illa Yahuwah, vayayachedilu Ha kolota we ha barada ua matara loa nitaka arza. And Moshe went out of the city from Paro, the great house, and spread forth his hands to Yahuwah, to Jah, Jehovah, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro el ha'ir, vayayifrosa kapayo Eliyahua. And Moshe went out of the city. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro et ha'ir, from Pharaoh, and spread forth his hands to Jehovah. Vayayifrosa kapayo Eliyahua, to Jehovah, and the thunders and hail cease. Vayayachidilua hakolota, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. Vayachidilua hakolota vayahabarada ua matara lo yinitak arza, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. Ua matar lo nitak arza. And Moses went out of the city from Paro, Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands to Yahuwah, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder were ceased, he sinned, he ucked up, he lacked yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh Paro was hard, and neither would he let the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, go, as Yahweh, he who be, who he be, had spoken by Moshe, by Moses.
Thus completes the reading and the feeding, the Aliyah, for this 14th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Wa era tegeletuhu. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dinsu, kabur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, sound, and power, kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to I and I, Father, Abuna, I and I, King, Nagusina, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Beshem, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. Amen.
Yes, here. Got like 12 minutes, still have the prophet's reading, Likul Batalua, the prophet's reading and the new covenant reading, about to head into the third eye. We're here for the first day service. It's a feel of the Torah reading and feeding right here. Let's do a study on that word harden. It's interesting to look at the Hebrew context. But look more, just to give ones and ones a heads up.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
Calling.
Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Yes, I, right here, the blessing after the Torah reading.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and a virtual king, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jalor. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, Vayei Olam Latei Vatokanu. Baruch Atah Yahweh, No tain ha Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Omulayan, I have the power to reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim V'Ratzach B'Debreihim HaNe'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch Atah Adonai HaBocher BaTorah UBoshe Abdo UBeIsrael Ammo UBeNebiei HaEmet Watzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 25 to chapter 29, verse 21. Thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Kuruku, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh the Elohim Buruku. Chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him, and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of the rivers, which have said, My river is my own, and have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick to thy scales. And I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of thy rivers shall stick to thy scales. And I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers. Thou shalt fall upon the open fields, thou shalt not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given thee for meat to the beast of the field, and to the fowls of the heaven, and all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou didst break and rend all their shoulder. And when they leaned upon thee, thou breakest and madest all their loins to be at stand. Therefore, thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I will bring a sword upon thee and cut off man and beast out of thee. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because he hath said, The river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the tower of Sin even to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh Buruku, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people whither they were scattered, and I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Patros, into the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom. It shall be the basset of the kingdom, neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which bringeth their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them. But they shall know that I am the Sovereign Yahweh, Buruku. And it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh, Buruku, came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled. Yet had he no wages, nor his army, for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore, thus saith the Sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, wherewith he served against it, because they are right for me, saith the sovereign Yahweh Bulukru. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh Bulukru. Amen. Glory to whom words, sound, and power, Jah, Rastafari, forever.
Sahar, Ahad right there, that reading there, you heard the opening of the mouth, very, very important, the opening of the mouth, right here, got look more, the breach of the 90 seconds.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay, 515-602-9761, to hear the full of full now. Calling.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Rastafari. So here. Melkanahu, the first podcast here for the first day right here. We have the prophet reading right here from Romans. Yeah. The opening of the mouth. People keep missing over these parts of the scripture. Hebrew opening of the mouth. Well, here. Baraka.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Atah Adonai. Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Hadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 14, Wa'era, and I appeared. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 14 through 33. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans chapter 9. Elohim's mercy is under his sovereign will. Verse 14, Yod Dalet. Verse 15, Tate Wow. Verse 16, Tate Zain. Im Kain, Hanomar, Sheyesh Awu, Be Elohim, Khalila. Ki l'moshe amar, v'chanoti et asher achon, v'rachamti et asher arachem, v'alkein ein hadabar, lo b'yad harotze, v'lo b'yad haratz, ki im b'yad ha-Elohim ham-rachem. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Elohim forbid. For he saith to Moses,
I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Elohim that sheweth mercy. For the scripture saith to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou, that thou repliest against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou formed me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath, fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, that he has afore prepared to glory, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel, and mercy to the Gentiles, as he saith also in Osi, in Hosea, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called B'nai El-Chai, B'nai Chaliai, the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Yahweh make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts, had left us a seed, we have been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles that follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Kaburla Kalu, Kaburla Dimtu, Kaburla Chailu, Kaburla Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Free your
mind, free your mind. From violence and crime. Free your mind, free your mind. For Israel to praise their King. Almighty changing, people
the moment I step on the scene, you see that I'm a Rasta man. Everything we wanna find and the Rasta get me blame. Them trying everything to silence him. No, no. Rasta only stay because you know it's just a game. Tears and smiles to wave on the youth to rise again. I shall prosper. You'll never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need not a step up on him shoulder. He is coming from the army, I'm the father. And only Rastaman can come over. Nazi come in at the top, at the top, at the top. I never jump, I never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy or you're thinking mad.
Jewish Hebrew faith kind of revolves a lot around this area of scripture. And there's a lot that's packed in right here, here, here at this part of the scripture. For example, spoke a little bit to the Hebrew Trinity, right? Remember, man is a Trinity, spirit, soul, and body made in the image after the likeness of he who be, we be, male and female, right? The portion touching on the finger, where in the Hebrew it speaks about Zot. Zot is like this, she, and he. He is the pronoun for she. Who is the pronoun for he? So it says the finger of Elohim, Hailehim, she. She is the finger of Hailehim. Also in the Haftarah, brought forward by Ainai Wendem, Ainai Brother, Ainai Haber, Ra, Sahar, Ahad, Emerald Music, INC. He brought forward right there where it said about the opening of the mouth. Remember, we're in Egypt, and the particular signs vis-a-vis as they relate to certain metres or, you know, metres gods or attributes, divine attributes, elemental attributes, so forth and so on. But here,
on the burning bush, like this return to the burning bush. Let me get this right here, EOTC. We just uploaded it. We're seeking to decide, okay, what should we share right here? Now, from one perspective, directly from the scripts, we see that it's the angel, this particular angel. It's an angel like there's other angels, but this angel is peculiar in several various different ways. How the angel is recognized as, for example, Jacob recognized it was a man, then an angel, and then after the fact, he recognized he had seen Elohim, the true good, the true God, face to face. Panim el Panim. Another interesting aspect is when you talk about the Trinity and talk about persons. You know, there's three persons in the Trinity. Now, when you hear people, you say people and person today, like people is one word and person is another word, though we use these two different words to refer generally to the same more or less thing. But there's a specific difference. Now, in the Hebrew, the word that is used, and we trace this even to the corresponding word, in the Hebrew, the word is panim. Now, panim is the plural, like Elohim, in a sense, is a plural. With the Hebrew, we say Elohim, the Elohim of the Hebrews, the singular verb is usually always used. That means that though he is the powers, or in other translation, God, he is in a singularity, he is one, right? But here, speaking about this angel that was in the bush. Remember, the angel was in the bush. The angel didn't say, well, Jehovah, your Elohim, or Jehovah Elohim says this and says that. He says that I will do this. I will deliver you. I. And this is where central teaching of the Hebrew Trinity from not today or Christianity or times or even after the AD, but even before that, very good book we point to by Yoel Natan. It's called The Jewish Trinity. The subtitle, I think, goes like When the Rabbis Believe in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And the more we study this, we begin to recognize the truth of Ethiopia and the Israelites of Ethiopia testimony, that Judeo-Christian testimony, because as we go through the Hebrew studies, and we say if this is in the Hebrew and the Israelites, a portion of them, 12,000, came forward to Ethiopia with Menelik, according to what it is written, right, and what is testified to in the evidence that we see amongst the culture in Ethiopia, then surely it makes sense how we have Ethiopia and the Orthodox faith, the Tewahedo faith, even some of the most ancient teachings concerning the Trinity and the proof texts that originally were the Old Testament texts in the Hebrew. Now, if you read the English gives you approximation, but not the detail. So one interpretation of who and what did Moshe see? Who, what did Moses see? Seen, sight, the burning bush, right? The burning bush. And also the EOTC, Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, this Ethiopian Hebrew Talmud. Talmud, yes, Talmud. He said, no, son, that's a Babylon, that's a Jew. No, hold up for a moment. It means teaching. It's an operative word, teaching. Give us a teaching of his magic. So here, looking at what and who Moses saw burning bush, according to EOTC.
Yes, I. Salam to Tinaselin Shalom. Okay, on the burning bush, got to the Hebrew, Hasinah, the word for bush in the Hebrew. What did Moshe see? Who did Moshe see? Now, we were speaking about, Ethiopically speaking, how we have this connection in Kadista Mariam, in the Black Madonna and Child. But I want to just note this right here as we get to the burning bush, Moses and the burning bush, or the revelation in the burning bush. What did Moses see? It's clear that Moses said that this sight is a great sight. Right, he said, I'm going to turn aside now, right, from what he was doing, from shepherding the sheep, right, because a thorn bush is the quickest, the easiest thing to just burn up, right? It won't be burning for longer than like a match, just quick. A thorn bush is the easiest, the quickest thing to consume in the desert. So this truly was a great sight, or ha-mara'eh. Hagadol Hazeh, this sight. Where he said, Asura na we'ere'eh. I'm going to see what this is. Right? This great sight. Ha mer'eh. Hagadol Hazeh. And why, right, to get to know why, Madua lo yiv'ar haseneh, why the bush is not burnt, haseneh. So what did Moses see? He saw a bush burning and not consumed and not eaten up. And this here was strange. This was an anomaly, right? This is a great sight, as he says. Ha mare'eh, ha mare'eh. Mare'eh, the mare'eh, mare'eh, hagadol. Ha mare'eh, hagadol hazeh. This great sight. Right? This, and now there is an interesting focus on the word and the root to see. The ra'a, the ra'a, the ra'a. What we have is the ra'a. Ra'a. Ah, right, it's an ale, so it's a soft A, not the other A, which will turn the whole meaning of the word, right? So which aleph is it? Is it aleph or is it ayin? The ayin is a harder A sound, which will change the whole meaning of the word. So we have is the root word here to see, right? To see in the revelation, even with this Torah portion here, wa. Era, waera, era, 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 and I was seen, right? And I was seen. And this is interesting because it says the angel, Melak Yehovah, Melaki Yehovah, Melaki Yehovah, Melak Yehovah, Melaki Yehovah, Melak Yehovah, the angel of he who be who he be, the angel of Yahweh, right? We have the angel. Right. The angel, notice what it says. It says in Exodus chapter 3 at verse 2. Let's just go to the KJV here. It says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. So bush, ha-sineh, right, the has, the sineh in the Hebrew is ha-sineh, the sineh, sineh, S-E-N-E-H. This is the name that we find also in the KJV, and there's a variant of that particular name in the Bible as one of the names, very important name. What's in a name? This is the book of what name? Shemot, right? Shemot, Shemot, the name. So now we have bush three times in this particular verse right here in Exodus, right? The second book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Exodus, all called Exodus. The Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, the Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim, the book of the coming out from Mitzrayim. So the Melaak Yahuwah, the Melaak Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Jehovah. What does it say? Appeared. Now, a lot of times when we come across the word angel, like we're supposed to getting lost in translation. And so a lot of times when you get lost in translation, you have to check this and you have to check yourself. They recognize the word angel in the context. That's why I asked the question, what did Moses see? What did Moses see? And who did Moses see? What did Moses see and who did Moses see? Was this a scene like with Jacob, Yaakov, the patriarch, wrestling with the man, and then the man from Yaakov's perspective became what, the angel, the Melaak? And then after the whole incident was fulfilled, what happens? Then Yaakov says that I have seen my Elohim face to face, and the name Yisrael, my one who wrestles with El, Elohim, the true good, Ha'el, 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 that wrestles with the El. All right? Isn't this interesting? Now, how does he appear? How does he appear? Well, it depends on who he appears to, right? As we noted already that Ha'Elohim, Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, that Elohim appears in this way, right? As he is appearing to Moshe, right? Even from the midst of the burning bush, the bush that was on fire, right? He appears only to individuals and never to masses of people like this. His glory, however, appears to the masses, right? So we have to note in different scenes how Elohim appears, even how the Melaak Yahuwah, the Melaaki Yahuwah, the Melaaki Yahuwah, the Melaaki Hoa, how he appears to who. So it's interesting in this scene right here, right, how he appears, right? Wayera, 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 and he appears. So there's Wayera, right, there's Wayera, and there's Wa-era. Note that right there, Wa-era. Wa-era is what we have in this Torah portion, picking up with chapter 6 at verse 2. And I appeared. Now who's speaking here? And I appeared, right? We have the Melaak. So in the first scene, it's interesting how the children of the Ethiopians, right, the Judeo-Christian children, the Ethiopians, look at this right here, and just to point to a couple of the scripts, some of the scriptures as well. Remember when we was touching on how many places, right, this is picking up right here, Hasinah. We have Hasinah right there, also a link with the name, the word sound, also Senuah. Senuah, we have that right there, and Hasenuah, you see at the bottom under the Strong's definitions. Right, so here we had pointed to the bush. Now let's look at let's go directly to the Hebrew word, the four verses, getting direct to the word for bush right here. Look at the last entry. So we have three times, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in Exodus chapter 3. That's why this is important, the revelation here. This word doesn't appear any other place. Is a variation of the word, right? There's Sene, right? And then there's also Sena and Senuah, Hasenuah, which is linked, right, in the thorny and the thorn bush kind of character, right? But here we have the word most unique under the H5572, right? But we have one place outside of Exodus. Notice this right here. It says, and for the precious things of the earth. Can I say that the revelation of Kedist Mariam, or the Black Madonna and Child, as the Orthodox Tewahedo, the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church, Tewahedo Church, as well as the other Oriental and sister churches. When I say Oriental churches, of the Miaphysitist, you know, something monophysitist, it's a true Judeo-Christian interpretation, you know, of the Hebrew and even the Jewish Trinity. Let me just put it like that right there, just for starters. But that interpretation and that seeing of Kedist Mariam, that her womb, right, is likened to the bush, because the bush was on the fire with the divinity of the Godhead, HaShelush HaKadosh, right, with the divinity of the Godhead, but was not consumed, was not burnt up, right? Now I said that the connection was to Joseph, and Joseph, Yosef, we know is a type of Christ. Here we have 33 and 16, where we have one other reference to the bush, and this is connected directly with Yosef, with Joseph. All right, so in Deuteronomy 33 and 16 it says, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. The goodwill of him who what? Who what? Who what? Dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head, right? Upon the head, upon the Rosh, the Ras, Rastafari, the Rosh, right? The head, right? The Rosh, of Yosef, of Joseph, and upon the top of the head, notice that this word here is a different word, is kodkod. Kodkod is the top of the head, kodkod, like the very top of the head, the crown of the head, the kodkod. Right, so you have two different words for head, right? Of him that was separated from his brethren, right? That was Nazir. That was the Nazir, the Nazarite, the Nazarene. So the Nazarene connection, we also have with Yosef, a type of Christ, and also in Egypt, the Messiah of Egypt, because the Egyptian Christ, if there's any truth to Horus or Cherui, then that was Yosef, we have to recognize, right? So we see the link right here that was separate from his brethren. So this right here is linking with Joseph. Just going in it a little bit more right here, we can see that this blessing, and of Joseph, he said, blessed be the Lord, right? Baruch. Right, Yahweh, right, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruit brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills or eternal hills, and for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the Ras of Yosef and upon the Kodkod, the top of the crown of the head of him that was Nazir from his brethren. Right? So we see this right here, right? We see this right here in connection with Joseph, right? In connection with Yosef. So Joseph also is a type of Christ in this connection, even in that connection of he who was revealed in the bush. Now, just for the brothers and the fellow Habarim in the studies, I know I was mentioning this, and no doubt we'll touch on this. In fact, let's see if we can just bring that up right here. Let's go to, here we go, the Adobe Acrobat. Right? Now, these are some of the documents that I would recommend for study. There's the Ethiopian Liturgy. Right, let's go right here, the Ethiopian Liturgy, and let's just put Bush. Right, let's just put Bush right here and go to the places where we have Bush. I think there's like one entry in the liturgy, right, in the 14 anaphoras, at least in the translation to Bush. I think it's right here on, was it page 76? Let's just search, go through a little bit more. I'd like to just go through some of the documents where we find these references. And the key word is either bush or burning bush, right, in the study. So here we go right here. Here we go right here. We have, what are we looking at? The anaphora of Kadesh Mardim. And this is very rich with the keys, right? Very rich with the keys of the Hebrew and the messianic mythos. Right, the keys. Here we have in the Anaphora of Kadesh Mardim the tables of Moses, the bush at Sinai, the bells on the garment of Aaron the priest, his rod which sprouted, blossomed, and bore fruit. Interesting right here, this link right here at the 33rd Anket or article. Right, just to show that right here, the bush, right? So this is one of the few, but then when we look at it, when we look at the anaphora more in the language, we're going to make other connections. But just starting with the basic, the low degrees to high degrees, what we have available here, let's look at the Queen of Sheba and only son Menelik, right? And here, let us look up, okay, this is this version right here, right? We should probably use the next version as well, but this is just to give ones a basic where we have the, I think there's a three or four here. They're also in the index, the bramble bush, right? And it identifies the bramble bush, as you can see right here, to Mardim or to Mary. And here we have in this chapter right here, this is kind of like the little kind of grayer copy. Okay, that's the introduction right? She was the burning bush described by Moses. She was the censer used by Moses. The coals were Christ. And the perfume of the Aishans was his perfume on which prayers ascended, the prayers Aliyah to Shamayim, to heaven. The chains of the censer were Yaakov's ladder. So it's rich here in the metaphor and the motif. This is the Queen of Sheba and only son Menelik, and here we're using certain PDF copies because we find that, you know, on, you know, when we're using the software here, this is usually very good to quickly make reference and search. Are we in this one right here? Okay, I think this is a cleaner. Yeah, there's another one that we have as well. Was it this one right here? Is this it right here? I think this is it right here. Let's go this one. Yeah, that's the cleaner one right there. Okay, let's just go here again. So we have, okay, this is in the 96. It'll be the 96th chapter. Let's go right here. The 96th chapter. So that was, there's one part in the introduction, right, where it gives it, the introduction is a very, very, very good. The introduction to, like, Budge's Ethiopic related works of Ethiopia. I know he did a lot of stuff on Egypt, but his Ethiopic and Ethiopia works are some very, very interesting points of reference as well. And some of the additional, the prime, what do you call it, the primary sources as well are also referenced. We'll get into that a little more. But Moses also prophesied concerning Mary, saying, I saw a bramble bush on Mount Sinai, which the devouring fire consumed not. So we see this right here in the Kibbur Neges, the Queen of Sheba, and her only son Menelik, here in chapter, at the end of chapter 96. Right, at the end of chapter 96, Moses prophesied concerning Mary, saying, I saw the bramble bush, or the Hasinah, on Mount Sinai, which the devouring fire consumed not. And the signification, right, the signification of this fire is the Godhead. Right, the divinity or the Godhead of the Welda Exiaviha or the Ben Elohim, the Godhead, the divinity, the Godhead, and the bramble bush Hasinah, which burnt without the leaves thereof being shriveled, is Mary. So the bramble bush, so here we get the connection in the translation of the Kibbur Neges, the Queen of Sheba and her only son Menelik, concerning this revelation we have here in the second book of Moshe, the book that's called Exodus, right, or the book of names, right, the book of the coming out, Yetziat Mitzrayim. Here we have Moses also prophesying. So we have a prophecy concerning Kedist Mariam, concerning the Black Madonna, Mother of our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's interesting also this time and the season, right? The season as well that we are currently in, right? Now, here as well, let's go to this, and we're looking at the legends of Our Lady Mary, right? The legends, we call it the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic legends, right? So now you can see we have in the Wadase Mariam, what's known as the Praises of Mary or the Wadase Mariam, there's a couple of interesting results. You can see this as well. You can see the index results, you know, in the index of the book. But let's go to, okay, we have, it says eight of them right here, right? There's eight of them within the document known as the Legends of Our Lady Mariam. Let's see if we can, let's maybe show what we're talking about right here while we still are in this video. Okay, here we go. There we go. Let's see if we... Okay, you see right here, this this document right here, this document, and we published this document right here. That's what's used on the cover right there. These are some of the other books as well that we like to share within this particular research. This one here, the Ethiopic and Symbolic Interpretations, Ethiopic and Ephraimic Literature. So that connection with Ephraim, also in the prophecy, Ephraim and Judah, Yehuda as well. All right, this document as well. So these two books right here, this liturgy is on the left hand, and the Ethiopic and Ephraimic literature, the symbolic interpretations, is on the right hand. You know, with Yared, we have Yared and Mar Ephraim right here on the cover. All right, very, very rich in certain works in here. We have this right here, just some of the books that we like to share within these studies and in the season right here, and also out of the season. And so in season, out of season, there's a lot of these works are very rich, and this gives us the opportunity to share a little bit of it. Now, here, this is some of the Ethiopic printed manuscripts. They're like the Dersan, I like to call them like the, something like the Midrash, like the Midrash. The Midrashim, in a sense, but the Dersan, like some of the studies, as well as some of the writings. You know, here we have your Dawit Mezmor, Psalm of David, your Nebiyat Elot, the prayer of the prophets, your Solomon Mahali, the Song of Songs, Ka Asara. Amistu yet Elota Mets Ahiftoch, and the 15 books of prayer, right? Bamarinya Yetezegaja, and Amharic is prepared in Amharic. That's just what's on the cover of this right here, right? And the book looks like that. It's a little small, kind of leather-like or bounded book, right? But here we was looking at, this is the part that we had went into just now from the liturgy. Yemuseis alat apatos. Apatos. If you look in the Greek, batos is the word for bush. So here it has in the red letter, apatos or patos. He took a snapshot of it, right? It says, yetebalech yesina it. So it refers to yesina it, right? The tree of Sinai, the herb of Sinai. Interesting. Bekahinaron litzi yete nebrechas enatzil dagmenya yete bekalechna yabebech yafarachim beter anchinesh. So this is a little bit right here of that as well. And just zooming in on that word, it's kind of the red letter one that's highlighted, apatos. Or batos, we have batos in the Greek, right? We have batos in the Greek. So it's just a snapshot. Yemariam wadase, slika. Yemariam kedase. This is the kedase, the liturgy, bamarinya, and it's also contained in, you know, these like small little books, you know, prayer books, like this right here. All right, but some of the further studies here, we have like these three books that we would highly recommend for one so interested in, you know, seeing and reading over some of these, you know, teachings, you know, and interpretations as well. So we're just pointing to some quick highlights right here from this particular document that contains the Wadase Mariam, right, in like I think two particular places. We have the bush, let's see right here, let's go here, we have, this is Thursday, the bush which Moses saw in flaming fire in the desert, the wood of which was not consumed, is a similitude or like a mythos, a likeness, a mashal, a parable of Mary, the virgin who was spotless. So we see that for the fifth day of the week. Right, the fifth day of the week, and then here we have this for the Tuesday, Right. This is from the book of the praise of Mary, which is known as the Wadase. So there's Yamariam Kedase, the liturgy, and then there's another document that has praises for each of the days. And they're very, very interesting. As it says right here, thou art the bush which Moses saw blazing with fire. The wood thereof was not consumed. Exodus 3:2. It was the Son of God, or the Bane Elohim, who dwelt in thy womb. And the fire of his divinity did not consume thy flesh. So then, thou art the field wherein no seed was sown, and yet there went forth from thee the fruit of life. Thou art the treasure house which Joseph bought, and he found therein a pearl, a precious gem, that is to say, our Redeemer, Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thou didst carry it in thy womb and didst bring him forth into the world. So then, this is like one of the hymns of praise for the third day of the week. My concerning the Madonna, the Kedist Maria, but also Yeshua, and it's interesting because it's all kind of connected. As you can see right here, this is the third article for the Tuesday praise. So I'm just pointing to just a couple of quick highlights. Would like to get into a little more, you know, a little more study of it, but just kind of showing these are some of the points of reference, some of the points of reference in works like, let's back this up for a moment, and we have, where's that right here, the legends of Our Lady Mariam, the Perpetual Virgin, and also the Queen of Sheba and only son Menelik, the Budge version, as well. It's called the Kibbutz Neges, and then there's the East English Ethiopian liturgy. There's a PDF, so as you can see on the phone right here, the phone app, as well as the laptop, but sometimes I'm just using this right here. And, you know, you could download these programs, and as I just showed, demonstrated, you can kind of search it for yourself. And so just some of the Ethiopic, just pointing to some of the Ethiopic, you know, reference documents, right, especially concerning, you know, this particular Torah portion theme and the themes so connected. So this is the legend. This is our reprint of the Ethiopic legends of Our Lady Mariam, right? And then we have the Ephraimic literature, right here. And then we have right over here, this book right here is our reprint of the East English, Ethiopian liturgy in English, right here. So you have this document. These are some, you know, I don't have, what's the book, Kibbutz Neges featured right here, you know what I mean, but, you know, you done know, right, you done know, you should done know, yeah, there we go right there, you know, and we can, I guess we can seal up right here at this particular point. Also in that bush he spoke, he being in her embrace, right, he dwelling, he who dwelt, right, he who dwelt in the bush, right, speaking of he who dwelt in the bush. Shalom and Amelkam, you know, the debt to Jesus Christos too, yes I. To you and you and you and you. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Some things old and some things new. So here, 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 you can find those books, also the PDF for most of them, if not all of them, is available at lojs.org. Yes, I. Your phone could be like your own mini, kind of university. Yes, sir? Rastafari.
Fire hot. Fire hot. Indeed. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
was a sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
So here's the little time that we have right here. Just share a couple of words. Hopefully we'll build more on the name of the bush in the Hebrew, Sena. Sena, coming from the Sena, is Sena, S-E-N-A-A-H, and S-E-N-E-H. These are names found in the translation in the Bible, in the KJV. And there's also Ha-Sena'a and Ha-Senua. We'll get into the Ha one, Ha definite article, the. But here, the Sena'a, S-E-N-A-A-H. The Hebrew brings out right here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, point of reference, thorny, bristling, thorn bush, thorn hedge, and brambly, brambly, like the brambling bush where this modium is referred to. Here's what's interesting. So right there is acknowledgement of what even the Hebrews and the true Yehudi, the true Jews, also, even we the black Jews that admitted in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, also saw within the scripture as we see it, seen, sight, the Hebrew Trinity. She was the bush, and in the bush, according to Moshe and the Torah, was the Malaak Panayo, the angel of the presence, the Malaak Yahuwah, the same angel who we identify as the Bain Elohim, the pre-incarnate son of the power. Yes, I, the word made flesh later on, but the word, his messenger, his word sent forward. So there we see the connection. But here for Sena'a, here it says the name of either a city or a man whose inhabitants or, quote, children returned from the Babylonian captivity. So we have Sena'a, S-E-N-A-A-H, double A-H, was a name of either a city or a man whose inhabitants or, quote, children, according to Ezra 2 and 35, returned, repatriated, allied up from the Babylonian captivity. The metaphysics of this first one here that relates to the name of the bush in Hebrew, the metaphysics is an enemy to error. Wow. The Sena'a, thorn bush, is an enemy to error. Thus the sense of thorny, brambly. The name of a city or of a man of Yehuda, of Judah, celebrated, praise, whose inhabitants or children returned from the Babylonian captivity. Now, some authorities connect this name, the Sena'a, with Ha-Sena'a, Ha-Sena'a, H-A-S-S-E-N-A-A-H. There's a reference we'll pick up on that as we move forward. But here's the next one right after in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. We have Sena, Sena, S-E-N-E-H. Now, its root is like seen. We get Sinai, Sinai. So an interesting link between Sinai, right, and the bush, the Sena. Here we have Sena, Hebrew meaning thorny, bristling, thorn bush, pointed, thorny rock, bramble bush. So even here, even the connection of the Ethiopic manuscripts connected with Marium, Kedis Marium, and interpretation, the bramble bush. And in her, right, the Moshiach, right, in the bush of Moshe was the Malaak Yahuwah, who said that he was only known as the Almighty or El Shaddai, but by his name, Yahweh, he was not known to them. Interesting point right there. So we have thorn rock, also a thorn rock, thorn bush, thorn rock. So Sena is a rocky crag that was on one side of the pass by which Jonathan and his armor bearer went over into the garrison of the Philistines, the Philistines, and killed many of them. 1 Samuel, Shemuel 14 and 4. The meta, the meta, metaphysical right here, the meta of Sena, So remember, Sena is the word in Hebrew for the bush. But here in the KJV Bible, there is a rocky crag that is called, in the translation, they translate this from the Hebrew. So they give us little kind of like clues, you know, so to speak, little pieces of mana, so to speak, even in the translation. So we have a rocky crag, right? The meta is of Sena is the fear that causes one to think that he dare not. There's a fear, a phobia that can cause or try to make one believe to think that he or she dare not undertake to overcome those error, the sense thoughts, the satan of the senses, the thoughts, right? Satanic thoughts of opposition to spirit, to the iron, that the Philistines, the Philistines, they signify this. Two rocky crags. There was Sena and Bozez. And Bozez separated Jonathan, Yohanan, right, from the Philistine, the Philistine, right? Yohanan, Jonathan had to pass over this portion of the Torah reading with the Passover. He had to pass, right? He had to pass them in order to enter the Philistine camp and smite the Philistine host. Even so, the fear, the phobia that one cannot and dare not lay hold fearlessly without phobia, right, of all the good that is in HaMoshiach, that is in the Messiah, for one, and deny away every error opposing, downposing thought activity, right, in mind, body, and the fears. Mind, body, and the fears. Also speaking to man as a trinity, spirit, soul. The soul is psychology, the psuche, the psyche, right, and the carbon organic structure, the body. So man is a trinity. But in the body, we have health, and then we also have wealth, material things. Just to put it into the context of mind, body, and the fears, must be dealt with. A lot of dealing to do must be dealt with and overcome before one can gain a real victory. Remember the key word, Yeshua, a key victory, a key Yeshua, victory, salvation over one's lesser self, and enter conscious union with one's higher self, or the higher self, which is HaMoshiach, which is the Messiah, the Christos, the Christ, right? The Christ heart and mind. Brothers and sisters, right here. Only have a couple of. This is why we like to share this shine clip right here. Let's see if we can bring it up within the couple of seconds we have right here, where you're speaking about Moses. Yeah, a real thing there. Yes, Rastafari.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, "I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like." And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, "Listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see." He says, "No, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about." But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Lesson of the burning bush. Yes, I. Shalom, Habarim. Yes, I. Be well in Yeshua's name. Yes, glory be to King. We'll be right back.
Got nothing to eat. I'm talking about the people.